Track 9, and again, we're back to news stories. Families forced to wait years for a suitable social home. Families in Teignbridge would have to wait years for a suitable social home, new analysis shows. The growing wait times for a three-bedroom social home have been called a national scandal, with the national waiting list increasing by over a third in a decade. New data compiled by the National Housing Federation, Crisis and Shelter, shows the average wait for a three-bed social home in Teignbridge is now 5.9 years. The figures were generated from the average annual wait time from 2021-22 to 23-24. They assume no additions to the waiting list and are calculated on how many years it would take to clear the backlog. Matt Downey, chief executive of the homeless charity Crisis, said, "It's ludicrous that in some areas of the country, the wait for a social home is more than average life expectancy. Government must commit to building social housing at scale and provide the necessary investment so that we can create a stronger society where everyone has the foundation of a safe home." The number of families on the waiting list in England has increased by 37% since 2015, six times the rate of waiting list overall. In 32 local authorities, the wait is now longer than an entire childhood, at least 18 years, with the worst three councils, all in London, having waiting lists over 100 years. The groups behind the study say waiting lists have been increasing due to a chronic shortage of social homes. Mary McRae, Director of Policy and Campaigns at Shelter, said failure to build social homes has left more than 164,000 children spending their formative years in damaging and often dangerous temporary accommodation. Childhoods are being lost to homelessness and it's costing the country billions, she said. According to the latest government figures, a record 164,000 children are homeless and stuck in damaging temporary accommodation. Meanwhile, low-income families living in the private rented sector are spending an average of 59% of their income on housing costs. Teignbridge is ranked joint 145th longest out of 290 local authorities in areas in England for waiting times for these homes. The three housing and homeless organisations behind the study urge the government to announce more financial support for the sector, including a new, larger affordable homes programme.
Fox Cub is Animal Charity's first of 2025. An animal rescue charity near Newton Abbot has taken in its first fox cub of 2025. Four-week-old Rowan was rescued by ELM Wildlife from the Barton area of Plymouth in early April. And while somewhat small for his age, weighing in the region of 460 grams, the charity says that he appears to be in good health, especially if the young cub's appetite is anything to go by. The charity said Rowan was eating ferociously. Having been fed, Rowan had developed quite the attitude, the charity said. Rowan's admission comes ahead of the spring influx of hoglets, and ELM Wildlife is in full preparation mode for the annual spike in prickly admissions. Last year, the charity took in more than 400 hoglets. And the charity, which is based at Seal Hayne, is anticipating a similar volume this year. We need to invest in some crucial new equipment as we expand our ability to look after so many hoglets, a spokesperson for ELM Wildlife said. We need more incubators, travel incubators, bottle warmers, sterilisers, heat pads and medical equipment, the spokesperson added. ELM Wildlife also need to buy the specialist food, milk formula and medications for the prospective hoglets. In 2024, the charity's supporters raised more than £1,400 in time for hoglet season, and it is trying to do the same this year. We are trying to raise £1,500 for these cute little babies. They need our help, and we couldn't do it without you. Last year, the charity, set up by Rick, Jackie and Emily Parker in 2018, purchased a plot of land and it intends to use it to house its very own purpose-built rescue centre. To this end, the charity launched a GoFundMe fundraiser. For those that want to support ELM Wildlife, visit the GoFundMe website and enter ELM Wildlife in the search box.
Care home conversion plans are thrown out. Plans to convert a disused care home on the edge of Dartmoor into half a dozen holiday lets have been thrown out. The owners of Tracy House Retirement Home on the outskirts of Bobby Tracy told Teignbridge Council's planning committee they had tried without success to sell the business. Instead, they now wanted to create six units for holidaymakers. But the committee heard that Bobby Tracy Town Council opposes the plan and local people want permanent homes there rather than holiday lets. The 23-bed care home closed in 2023. An owner, George Zakruski, said it had become increasingly hard to keep it going since the pandemic and he and his wife wanted to retire. Mr. Zakruski said, "It's an obvious location for holiday accommodation." He said traffic and noise would be no worse than it had been when the building was a care home. Devon is a holiday area, he added. However, neighbour Ben Mayo said that there had been more than 100 objections, including that of the town council. He said, "It's a lost opportunity to provide what the town wants and needs, which is housing." He said applying for holiday homes is regressive and out of kilter with current thinking on second and holiday homes. These should be permanent homes for people who will invest in our community and become our neighbours and friends, he said. Officers told the committee that the application complied with council policy and councillors were recommended to pass it. Members said that they had concerns about the loss of accommodation for local elderly people and the suitability of the holiday homes. Councillor David Palenthorpe, Lib Dem Ipplepen, added, "I think we should give particular attention to the fact that the local council has objected to it. I think that should carry a great deal of weight." And Councillor Janet Bradford, Independent College, stressed, "I think we should be listening to the people of Bobby Tracy."
Fire stations training interrupted by shouts. A bin fire and an out-of-control bonfire saw Newton Abbott's fire crew have to put a pin in their ladder training. The crew of Newton Abbott Fire Station recently paid a visit to Teignbridge Propellers to practice their ladder pitches. However, just as the crew sought to leave the station, a report of a fire came in. It was a bin fire, and after using a hose jet reel to extinguish the blaze, returned to take part in the drills at the Precision Propeller manufacturer. Crew started the drills by using both its 135 ladder, 13.5 metres, and 105 ladder, 10.5 metres, pitching them to various locations around the site. This helps replicate a realistic environment, more so than our training station tower, a spokesperson for Newton Abbott Fire Station said. The crew was then due to relocate to the town quay to perform pumping drills. But that is when the crew were called away to a sound shout. Plumes of thick smoke visible in the Teignbridge area, and upon our arrival, the crew found a large out-of-control bonfire. Crews used a hose reel jet to tackle the fire, as well as two drag forks to pull the bonfire apart. A spokesperson for Newton Abbott Fire Station said, "We would like to take this opportunity to thank Teignbridge Propellers for allowing us to use their site for our training this week. The on-call services heavily relies on local businesses, allowing their staff to respond to emergencies as firefighters."